relax and just let it go, let it go through? Because I know obviously it seems like this massive mountain you have to climb. You have to get a lawyer, get all your paperwork together, get the money together, buy the franchise, move, go through the consulate, all this kind of stuff. But it really, as long as the process took, it was a very simple process. Everything kind of just went along, hit every point, just hit quickly.
You just heard Jared Drummond's advice for anyone considering the E2 visa application process for entry into the U.S. as a business owner. Jared and his wife Lee applied and were accepted into the E2 visa program with Fiverr. And in this podcast conversation, they share their experience and exactly how they made it all happen. Jared and Lee are a young couple. They're in their mid-20s, and they decided to leave their native Canada in favor of life in Florida, with better weather, more affordable housing, economic opportunities, and just for a general sense of adventure. Over the next 20 minutes or so, you'll hear Jared and Lee describe the requirements of the E2 visa program, the interview process they went through, getting accepted, and then ultimately moving to Florida some months later. They also talk about their new life in the Sunshine State, how they got their business off the ground, and some best practices for running a business with your spouse. We hope you enjoy listening into this conversation with Jared and Lee. Cheers.
I'm Lee Smith.
I'm Jared Drummond. Our franchise is Fiverr New Hernando County in Florida, and we started June 2023.
Okay, so June 2023, but there was some build up to that time, wasn't there? The journey started many months before that because you guys are transplants from Canada down to Florida and doing it all above board. Of course, you applied for an E2 visa in order to live in Florida and start a business and change your life, basically. So that's what I wanted to start out with, the build up to that, what you guys were doing back home in Ontario before you started this journey, and then what led to, hey, let's move to Florida. Where did that idea come from? But let's start with what you're doing, if you don't mind.
I mean, well, it was a bit of a crazy start. I was a hairstylist before, and you worked in...
I worked in construction.
All sorts of stuff.
Different trades.
I was kind of sick of being in Canada, cold weather being one, the crazy expenses to live there, especially being in Toronto was a lot for us. And looking at it realistically, buying a house just wasn't affordable. And crunching some numbers, we looked into buying a business elsewhere. And it seemed more practical for us to do something like that rather than keep trying to slowly build up back home. And nothing beats the weather in Florida. So why not choose somewhere nice and warm all year round with the sun out?
And we've both been to Florida many times. I've tried to go over the years, at least once a year. You've been a few times.
I've been a lot, yeah.
So it was just kind of the spot to go.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Equal part lifestyle, weather, and for reasons of, economics, I guess, is what I'm hearing, right? Kind of a combination. Yeah. Okay. So you make this decision. Let's do it. Then what happens?
That was where it got a little bit confusing. We met with an immigration lawyer who kind of unfortunately ripped us off. He was basically like, the only way you can move out of the country is to start your own business and open something that's fully brand new. Franchises don't work, yada, yada, yada. Cost us like $250 to just go talk to him for 15 minutes. And then, so we were kind of taken back by it. And, I was waiting. And then we met with another lawyer who's out in California, who also deals with immigration. He's like, actually, franchises are the best way to go about this kind of thing because I already have a business plan set out for you, which makes it easier and more acceptable for your E2 visa status. So once we found that, we also met with somebody else who was kind of our franchise matchmaker, I'll put it, where he showed us all the franchises and options that we had. And we looked at quite a few.
Different, I think some of the first ones we looked at were like something to do with pets and training.
Yeah. The dog training ones.
There was a few cleaning ones, I think.
Yeah.
Inevitably, we got a brand, so we went through a huge list, and then there was a new list that he sent us kind of when we were towards the end, and Fiverr New was on that list. And fortunately enough, his dad owns a Ford dealership up in Canada, and he's used Fiverr New for years. So when he saw that name, because we were kind of talking to him, he was helping us through the process, when we showed him the list and he saw that name, he was like, that's the one you should go talk to and look at.
He was very excited when he saw it. So he was like, I really want you guys to ride this out and look more into it. So we did, and I think our ride along day is what like sealed the deal for us. Going out and seeing what it was like, a day in the life kind of style. We loved it. We had so much fun, especially with who we were put with. It was just a fun day, and I don't think I've ever seen you more happy after.
I was definitely nervous at first because I don't really have an artistic background, so colors and stuff like that, you know, weren't really my thing. But once we went out with Al in Ottawa, Ontario, he really kind of showed me how much fun this could be and how easy this could be and how quick you can pick this up. And so that kind of sealed the deal, and I was like, let's do it.
And at the same time, you were still going through steps with your lawyer?
After we decided that we wanted to choose FiberNew as our franchise, we went back to the lawyer and had made our deal. And that's when he sent us to...
Viz America.
Yeah, Viz America. And those were who wrote up our visa for us. So that took about, I want to say like a month to get written up, maybe?
Give or take,
yeah. We had to, you know, give all our information and make sure all our papers are proper. And they got back to us within a month with our visa written, which had to get signed off by our lawyer, and then back to us so we could go for our interview at the consulate to get approved to actually move.
And then after the application was done, you had your interview. What kind of time frame between then and actually opening your franchise?
After the interview, it was quick.
It was pretty quick. So we did training in April.
We did our interview in May.
And then we moved in June.
Okay. So it all fell into place quite nicely.
Yeah. At the end, it moved quick. It was just like the waiting period between finding our franchise, having everything set in place with a lawyer, and then finally making it out to training, because I know we wanted to go to training a lot earlier.
We were supposed to go in January. And I'm glad we didn't, because I'm pretty sure in January it was snowing 8 centimeters a day for the month. So I'm kind of glad we went in May.
I remember that. You guys were just chomping at the bit. You couldn't wait. But yeah. I'm glad we did it the way we did, because it all worked out quite nicely, didn't it? How has it been? I mean, this is a whole new life for you. You moved to Florida. You obviously moved your house. You have no friends. You're starting a new business. I mean, what's that experience been like?
It's been a good start, I think.
Yeah. I think having Trevor and McKenna close by and then being close within age has really helped us. They were just over a year into it when we got here. And them only being 45 minutes away, I think, has helped us a lot, because they have been our first friends and basically our only friends still as we're here right now. But it's nice because they're also a younger married couple who are in the same business as us. So they understand the struggles that we can go through, especially being married and owning a business. It's way different than just being married. So it's nice to have them. But overall, I think it's gone really well.
Yeah.
So we're talking about Trevor and McKenna. That's Trevor and McKenna Vandenbos of FiberNew St. Pete, franchisees not too far from you.
And then also being, our territory is surrounded by, I think, five other FiberNews.
Yeah.
So them being so close to us, I think 2 months in or 3 months in, we had a bunch of them come over for a barbecue. So we got to introduce ourselves and meet everyone. So they kind of welcomed us to the area. It's been good, and business has been pretty good for a start. We've only been here for 6 months, but we've been pretty consistently booked out and growing consistently as we go along.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been pretty happy with it.
I want to go back to Trevor and McKenna. They were somewhat in the same boat in that they moved to Florida, clear across the country from California. They started fresh, just like you guys did. So I guess when it comes to bonding and sharing experiences, Lee, as you were talking about, you had a lot in common that way, didn't you?
Yeah, a lot. And like, they are lucky because I know Trevor has some of his family here already too, but McKenna doesn't really have anyone here. So it feels very relatable, and it's very nice that we can bond on that kind of level, especially being in the exact same business and being the same age, given like we're both only 25, which is very young to be doing all this. So it's nice that we have the same kind of work ethic and bond that we can have over this kind of stuff.
Yeah, that was a built-in bonus, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was.
It worked out great for both of you, for everybody involved. So you guys are sometimes asked by franchisees looking at E2 visa process and whatnot, you know, what the experience has been like. What do you talk about in those conversations? I mean, what's your advice to them and or guidance? Does anything kind of repeat itself?
Patience.
Okay.
Yeah. I think so relax and just let it go through. Cause I know obviously it seems like this massive mountain you have to climb. You have to get a lawyer, get all your paperwork together, get the money together, buy the franchise, move, go through the consulate, all this kind of stuff. But it really, as long as the process took, it was a very simple process. Everything kind of just went along, hit every point, just hit quickly. And even like the consulate meeting, that's probably the most stressful part that anyone would think of. You have to go in front of the government and basically tell them why they should let you into their country. But that took us 5 minutes.
Yeah, and it was not stressful at all.
We didn't even sit down. We stood at the counter. We talked. He asked us a few questions. We answered. He's like, okay, go ahead. So it's a very easy process as long as you have the right people behind you and you do everything above board. It's simple. You're gonna get it.
It's not that hard. It sounds scarier than it is.
Yeah.
Going into it, like, I know how terrified we both were, and then we laughed walking out and we're like, that was it. So yeah, basically just let it happen.
Okay. Relax, have patience, follow the steps, and it'll all work out.
Yeah.
For anyone listening to this who are maybe curious, what are some of the criteria that you had to meet in order to, you know, get through the entire process? And then once you get there, what are some of the things you have to do to satisfy the visa?
So our lawyer told us there's no specific number that you have to spend, but there is a magic number of 100K. That's kind of like your magic number. If you hit that, you're going.
Yeah. That kind of gets their attention.
He's had people who have not spent that much and they've gotten through, but it might have taken a couple extra a little bit more convincing, but that's kind of your magic number. You just have to make sure your finances are in order.
I was gonna say bank statements were a huge thing for us, making sure we had all of our investments recorded and documented and everything tracked, because they will look at your bank account for the last however many years. So you need all of that information
ready. All the money you're using for the investment, that's what they're going to look at. And that's what Visa America really did. We had to send them all of our bank statements of all the money that was part of this process.
Okay.
Because they want to make sure you're not laundering money or stuff like that. So you got to make sure you're above board. Other than that, they wrote us our business plan.
Yeah.
So that's for the afterwards.
Yeah, we didn't have to do that on our own. They kind of like put it into place for us of what we should be doing each year and how we should be growing. I feel like our one struggle is like the hiring.
Yeah. So part of it is so we're on a 5-year visa. In our 5 years, we have to hire 4 people, 2 part-time, 2 full-time.
Okay.
That's one of the requirements. We have to make a profit of $150,000, I think, by the 4th year. Mm-hmm. We have to like grow up to that.
Was there commercial space you had to get as well?
Oh. Yeah. Also that.
Sort of.
So we didn't have to have actual full-on commercial space, but we had to have a place that wasn't our home. So what we did was we rented a co-working space and we rented it for 6 months up front. So it was just like a little cubicle basically that we could have our name on. And so we rented it for the 6 months that we didn't even live here. So by the time we moved here, our lease had expired. So he had held our mail for us. Other than that, we haven't had anything since and we don't need any commercial space anymore. It was just strictly for the visa purpose, basically. Yeah. And the co-working space, we were very lucky because we're in a smaller town with no big cities. So it was really hard to find something. But we were lucky to find the one co-working space in our territory that ended up working out for us. So, and it saved a lot of money being able to do it that way as well, if they were actually having to rent a full space.
Yeah, I mean, it can maybe sound a little daunting at the start, but from what you guys have described, it's not that bad.
I think it was worse when we were going through it and every day we were stressed out, and now we're like, oh, that was nothing.
Because it's this new experience. You're leaving your country. You have to spend this money to do it. It's and you have to go in front of a new government to explain to them why you want to do it. Like, it feels like this big task, but when you really look at it and break it down,
It
it's it
wasn't,
was simple. It
yeah.
was one of the easiest things we've done.
Living and working in Hernando County, so where you are now, and let's talk about the business and the types of jobs you have been doing, maybe a bit of the buildup to the clientele you're working with. Can you just give us a rundown from day one to where you're at now?
Still remember day one.
Our first job was so like I said before, our territory is surrounded by about five other franchises. So because we weren't here, those franchises were allowed to work within our territory. And once we moved here, any clients they had, they passed on to us so that we could work them. So our first few jobs were like that. They were clients from other franchises that they passed on to us once we moved here. And our first was a red sofa about an hour from where we live. And
with
it
a
took
big
us
hole.
a big hole, and it took us about 4 hours. It looked perfect.
We're both surprised. We walked into that house and we're like, wow, that turned out so good. But then we looked at the time and we're like, wow, that took us 4 hours.
So that's how we started. And then from there, for the first, I say, month or a few weeks, it was a lot of referrals from other franchises passing us jobs. And then we got onto Google Ads, and a lot of people found us through that. And then me or us going through our territory and handing out cards and going to see businesses and stuff like that. So they were able to see us there. And from there, we're doing a lot of private jobs. So in-house, a lot of cars or furniture. Some we have a couple boat marinas that we work on once in a while. We had an RV lot that we were working on, but they got bought out by a bigger RV company. So they closed down for a bit. They're going to reopen soon. So hopefully we'll get back in there, and we're just kind of growing.
Yeah, our RV lot was one of our biggest account holders. So hopefully that comes back for us. And then, yeah, the marinas have been really good to us too, giving us referrals for everybody who has their boat there, which has been really nice. But even, 6 or 7 months in, we're still handing out cards. We still go out and hand out cards often, especially considering the size of our territory. We have some small towns around us that, where we have to drive like an hour and a half to get to the next town and go hand out cards all over again. So we haven't even reached a quarter of what we cover card-wise. So there's still a lot more to be done.
It sounds like you're off to a good start. You know, you're introducing yourselves to potential clients. You're working in the community. You're starting to build upon it. So that's great to hear. And you guys, again, talking of Trevor and McKenna, have done some shows together, right? Mm-hmm. So you had some exposure that way. Tell us about that.
So me and McKenna did a women's expo actually down in St. Pete, which was really nice. Because again, being in a smaller area, we have a lot of people who travel down there for these types of shows. So I was able to meet with a couple other women who are in business, especially up in our area. So that was helpful. And it was nice that it was my first show with just her. So she kind of showed me the ropes and what to do. And then we did, what was it, 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, that we did the boat show down in St. Pete, which was a 4-day show. So it was a lot to go 4 days, but you stuck it out pretty well. So, and that was really nice too. And because of our area, we do have a lot of marinas in our area. So it was nice to see people that we already knew coming out. We had a couple of people who we already work with down there. So it was nice to see them there.
So we have one of our biggest marinas in our territory was at the show.
Yeah.
And so I was able to go over and say hi, and I was able to give other franchises information to him because they have a bunch of
locations,
marinas on the west coast of Florida.
Cool.
So I was able to give them some information, and we met a lot of cool people, a lot of different vendors that we could team up with.
It was a great time.
I want to go back to what you said about that barbecue when you first arrived. Mm-hmm. Did you arrange that, or did another? Oh, okay, that's a good idea. That's great. Yeah. Make some fiber buds.
The fiber. We had already talked to a lot of them. So we're like, why not just set everything up and meet everyone? And honestly, like, they were like a family to us already when we got here. Anytime we needed help, we could text them and they were very helpful. right off the bat. So we're like, okay, this is probably good to put a name to the face and meet everyone and cook them some food and give them a little drink.
That's one thing about Fiber New franchisees, they're not afraid to get together and have a good time. So
that's true.
It's I'm been sure really you're nice. Happy to,
yeah. I wanted to ask too, are you guys going out on jobs together or are you dividing and conquering? What's the structure right now?
For the most part, we're going out on RV jobs together a lot.
Yeah, because I do most of the RV work, especially when it comes to the dyeing, because that's the one thing you struggle with still, whereas the dyeing for the RVs come a lot easier to me. But then for smaller jobs, like in a car, it's mainly you because there's no point in me hovering it over. Sometimes I've gone out on a couple boat jobs with you. It just kind of depends the size of the job. For who goes, he's the main one.
Yeah, she takes care of a lot of the social media and stuff like that because she's better with that technology and stuff. So she does a lot of that, and then when the job's big enough, we'll go together and battle it out.
Lee, you alluded to it earlier, but working together as a husband and wife team in a business, you're living together. I mean, you're with each other a lot, so.
Yep.
You know, not to get too personal, but what are some of the things that maybe you guys have to pay attention to or any advice you could pass on for other husband and wife teams?
Not killing each other.
Okay. Step one.
I think one of the things that I think we realized kind of quickly into it is when we are on a job together and we're both a little bit frustrated, we really have to take a step back so the client can't tell that we're frustrated. Because not that we really show it, but like we might say an odd comment that may come across the wrong way to someone. So we really, you know, gotta shut up because I might think he's doing something wrong or I'm doing something wrong or I'm doing something out of order or something. And, you know, you gotta play it nicely, not like you would at home. But we've learned that pretty quick, I'd say. Other than that, it's been pretty good. I can't really say too much.
Yeah. I think, space. You gotta be able to give each other space. Like you might live together, work together, shop together, do everything, but you need that like little bit of breathing room. So she reads, I play video games.
Yeah.
We have that little bit of space. We're still in the same house. We're still together, but
we're both quiet from each other.
We're both, you know, in our own heads. So yeah. that's pretty important.
That's good. And then obviously communication, right? So just talking it through. That's always the golden rule, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's one thing that we've gotten a lot better with too. I feel like when you have a business, it forces you to communicate properly with your partner, which is something that we probably needed anyways. So that's worked out actually great for us.
Our little therapy session.
Yeah.
Yeah. Built-in couples counseling. If anybody wants to check out the work you do, maybe connect with you guys, how can they do that?
Fiber New Hernando County on Instagram and as well as Facebook. We have LinkedIn too.
We have LinkedIn.
Or just Google and our website.
Well, Jared Lee, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you very much for taking time to talk about your experience and everything that you guys have, you know, done to get where you're at. Really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks very much for listening into this episode. Whether you're exploring applying for an E2 visa or have questions about franchising with Fiber New, we'll be happy to speak with you. You can find contact information in the show notes or go to fibernew.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. If you know someone who may like this podcast, please share it with them. Until next time, take good care. Cheers.